Pancakes.
The Sunday Skypers.
Maybe someone could be nice and give Ari a little recap of what happened last time.
It started out with Bruna and Flint going about scouting, trying to find lost scouts and determining what was up. And they came across a large band of goblins. I mean, dozens and dozens of them. And they were being very sneaky for goblins and heading in the direction of the dwarven camp. Just as Bruna and Flint turned to beat feet, well, Bruna dropped the lamp, set herself on fire, and fell down a well and broke a leg. So Flint was in the unfortunate circumstance of choosing between warning the camp and being loyal to the dwarves or having Bruna's back, which was the discussion they had just before she decided to go and do a Timmy on us. So choosing immediacy over the long-term rewards, Flint crawled down the well, managed to help put Bruna out and pull her to safety as the goblins broke through and started shooting arrows down the well. Unfortunately, Bruna lost her arbalest, which she will not let go about reminding Flint about. I guess she really liked the arbalest. Anyway, so through various trials and tribulations, I eventually managed to drag her back to the camp through superior tunnel-wise. I actually managed to find something of a shortcut, but I still do not arrive in time to warn the company. But it turns out a company of dwarves kick some serious ass, especially when the prince is in charge. There was much going on in the battle, and I think I will flip that over to the people that were in the battle.
Okel was able to spot their beady eyes in the darkness, so we didn't get surprised. And yeah, that's about it. We won.
Totally what I imagined you would say.
A lot more exciting than that, though.
Yes.
I mean, Ulfkel improvised frying pan catapults and was throwing hot coals at the goblins. Roar lifted a huge boulder and closed one of the tunnel entrances, being total badass that he is. The prince took on a sorcerer who was riding a giant beetle and, break out the boar spears. It was very good. It was a very exciting battle, of which Slate was running around and doing his best to help the dwarves who were injured. But dwarves they're made of stern stuff. The ambush turned into a rout, and eventually the goblins ended up fleeing. Matter of fact, they ended up fleeing in the direction of Flint and Bruna. Fortunately, I was able to drag Bruna into a culvert where we found one of our scouts. And between managing to not get overrun by goblins and coercing the scout, we managed to get Bruna back to the camp in time for Slate to go, "Quit breaking my dwarves."
That's something you said.
That's probably about where we are.
You forgot that we scavenged the giant beetle, which is the size of two carts.
Oh, yes.
We're eating good tonight.
Beetle flambe.
That's good meat in those legs.
Well, he also could have kept it alive and used it as a pack animal, but...
Yeah.
A couple of his legs got removed in the battle, so...
There was speculation that it was being fed dwarves. So yeah. It had a taste for the stouter stuff.
And it has it was a rhino beetle too, if I remember correctly, which means it has a spectacular head, which now we're debating who gets to mount the head in front of their wagon. Of course, it scares the ponies, so.
Well, it just makes them move faster. Was a very quick recap of actually a very in-depth, bloody, awful fun adventure.
Cool. And for our listeners wondering what the heck this sound is you hear behind me, it's because I'm in a safely right now because we're out of power. There's no power where I'm at right now.
Anywho, so, Slade, you've got some broken dwarves.
Lots of them, yes. I'd imagine lots of them, anyway.
Well, I'm trying to. Did we suffer any serious wounds? Or was it more like bumps and nicks and slices?
Yeah, no. Maybe a cut here or a bump there, but you didn't really suffer any casualties per se. So it's more applying bandages and ointment rather than like setting legs or sawing things off.
Bruna may be though.
Yes, yes.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's only one broken leg, and she only looks like she's been partially set on fire.
And no burns, luckily. Just a burnt cloak.
It'll add to the reputation that, you know, that the scouts are actually more dangerous than being in the infantry.
Well, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad I have a cushy job as an axe bearer.
At least I have a shield. A big one. All right. So we should maybe do beliefs first. Let's whip up something interesting we can challenge and have fun with. And for the first bit, certainly for Slate, it would be interesting to maybe write something about the aftermath of the battle. As examples, I wrote, like, maybe fixing up Bruna would be a belief choice, or fixing up the expedition in general, or... right, Bruna's injured, so Stonebones might be interested in... It might be eager, maybe over-eager to see what's up there, and then that might get him revealed, and, you know, then you won't be able to keep a secret.
Yep.
So that could be something. For Ulfkel, I'm not sure. I hope we have you on... long enough to get to something, but you know, if we can't,
well, how would I go about getting Bear's recipe?
Right.
I doubt I have any of that beer left that she doctored up. Maybe a drinking contest that she doesn't know about.
What? Okay.
Get her drunk enough to start talking about her recipe.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that sounds excellent.
Of course, I have to have Rory there, too, just for propriety. Don't want to give the impression that I'm trying to chat up his girlfriend that he doesn't know about.
Stuff that you could write beliefs about are obviously like the immediate aftermath of the battle, and that's more for Slate, I think. But there's also the question of missing scouts, finding the way past the Doom Gates, maybe finding the Doom Gates in the first place, figuring out how to use the Keystone. I mean, those are notions I have, and I'm sure you have more.
Who is holding on to the Keystone?
I believe it's in Fandral's possession.
Ah. Well, then, I'm going to leave that one for him if he wishes to pursue it.
I've got a belief.
You could always write a belief about helping.
True. Given Flint's nature as professed so far, something about the scouts is actually important. Because he feels, well, a little bad that he wasn't able to warn the company.
Yeah, well, making sure the party gets to Square Deep safely. The scouts are certainly part of the party.
We'll put down, find out what happened to the missing scouts. That works very well for one belief.
Yes.
We'll go with that as our burning belief for the day.
Maybe we should edit that Fandral belief, the middle one, then. The next bit says, find the gates to Scoria Deep and my scouts, which is, then you're doubling up. So maybe...
That's not a bad thing, right?
Would you like to find the side gate, maybe, or like the side entrance that the Keystone opens?
Yes, actually, that sounds pretty good. Find the, what would we call something like that?
Secret entrance, secret path.
Oh, that works, huh?
Just say friend and enter.
Yeah, that only works in the fairy tales. Find the gates of Scoria Deep and the secret of the Keystone?
No. No ands. No double beliefs. Boo, boo, boo. Just write, find the secret entrance. That's all you need, right? But you could elaborate and say the secret entrance past the Doom Gates, or you know, if you want to be super specific, but you don't need to be.
Okay, find the secret entrance. Done.
Fandral has stuff as well. Finding missing scouts, okay. Find a way into Scoria seems still relevant, so that looks good for Fandral. And for Slate, I'm guessing that finding blackmail on Roar, you've already found it, right? So.
Well, I found some.
Yeah.
It's not really, I mean, this is, what Flores asked me to do is kind of betraying all I have ever, you know, considered part of who I am. So I want to really burn him if I do get a burn him.
Okay, so you went.
It's like, you don't ask me to steal from my prince. No.
So you went 180 on the last time where you were like, oh, no, I feel bad for him.
Well, I do feel bad for him, but my character does not.
All right, okay. If you think that's more interesting than Stonebones maybe revealing himself.
Actually, I think that's more interesting. You just, were asking me for ideas, so. I do really want to make sure Stonebones doesn't reveal himself, because that reveals me, too.
Yeah.
And we could both get killed.
Wait, what did you do again?
Hid the fact that I knew.
Oh, right. True. Okay. See, I'm a little slow today.
I mean, they do kill you for that, yeah?
Maybe. It is how Fandral has handled most of the troublemakers so far. Pass them over to Flint, who kills them with an axe, or pass them over to Ulfkill, who kills them with an axe.
Yeah, we do kind of have a precedent for that, don't we?
Yep.
So maybe the belief about the party reaching Scoria Deep in one piece, you could write something about fixing up Bruna, for instance, or something to that tune.
I keep that in mind, yes. I think I do want the main focus to be keeping Stonebones secret at the moment.
Okay, so...
Honestly, that sounds more interesting than my other two.
Yeah, okay. Make sure he doesn't reveal himself, or...
Make sure he doesn't reveal himself, or guard anybody else from finding out about him.
Maybe you don't actually have to write a tail-end statement. I mean, you have... The base thing is what you want to do. I will guard Stonebones secrets. That's all you need, really. Did you do it in session? Yes, then... You know, you completed it more or less, right? But yeah, that's going to be an early bit of the session, and probably there will be more stuff happening. So what can we write for the making sure that the party gets to Scoria in one piece? What can we write there?
Patch them all up.
Patch up the party. Say that.
Yeah.
I think a few of you are close to racing stats. I believe Ulfkell is a challenging test away from racing speed. He's also one difficult test away from raising will, so he'll be a more willful Ulfkell. Doesn't want that.
Me.
Totally, I see that. And Flint is one challenging power test away from raising that. So, you know, if you decide to go wrestle a troll or someone.
Challenging.
Like, you have to start wrestling someone who's obviously stronger than you.
Wow. I happen to know who that is.
or try to lift something really heavy. I mean, that works too. In the pursuit of one of your beliefs.
Oh, I just can't do it for the hell of it.
Now you let Bruna recover first before you start wrestling with her, okay?
Well, I wouldn't consider that a challenging power test.
Maybe difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, Fandral is also a challenging speed test away from racing. So, and Flint is delightfully close to having another die in greed. I like that.
You need to have a chase scene then.
A chase scene that involves greed. Yes.
Come back with that crown.
Unfortunately, she's not going to be running that fast. I don't think that would qualify as challenging.
Giant spiders could also wear crowns.
Oh, yes. True.
Although it's a very funny mental image.
The even funner mental image is when we bring out the spider breaker of Marl. He can handle that.
And then he'll say, hey, wait, Flint, you look like you're about to raise power. Why don't you go do it? Instinct, see if there's anything immediate I can whip up.
Instinct.
Ah, crap. I should have asked Fandral what he was saying in the pitched battle. Probably shouting out commands. Fair enough, but still.
I believe his signature line was, give me the boar spears, or something like that. He's a very tactical kind of guy when it comes to that. Very pragmatic prince.
I suppose.
Come here, you run goblin, as he was chopping legs to get at the goblin mage.
Ah, right.
I mean, literally, we had a discussion about how the bards would fix it up in post.
Oh, yes.
So we get a Richard III speech for Fandral eventually.
I prefer Henry V. He won.
So the first thing, I mentioned a pitched battle, since Fandral and Ulfkell and, I guess, Slate, at least in the back ranks, were involved. I'm going to give you each an obstacle four steel test, which should be routine for all of you. So just mark that down, one routine test for steel. And I'm giving Flint an ob three, which should also be a routine test for you, for steel, for that pulse-pounding Bruna carrying flight through the tunnels while having goblins chase you with arrows and stuff.
So does routine apply to stats?
Steel is an attribute that advances like a skill. So, yes.
If your steel's five or better, it won't count.
Yeah.
Ah, B5.
Well, that's typical. Just another day in the scout. Okay, so it's the aftermath of the battle. You're in this sort of gently sloping, very large kind of ornate tunnel, which has adjoining tunnels both to the right and left and above your heads on sort of walkways. And this is where, you know, the goblins sort of emerged. They emerged from the side tunnels before and behind you. But you managed, of course, to repel them and beat them to stuff. And, one of the supports for one of the overpass-type passages, right, it blew for some reason. It just shattered in an explosion of stone shards and dust and stuff. So that has collapsed and is in your way. It's not a huge obstacle, but that might need to be taken care of to get the wains passed. And, of course, there are a handful of injured, you know, people who've had a nasty cut or a bump on the head, something like that. It's not super serious. But, of course, Flint, you've just dragged Bruna into camp or dragged, carried. And her leg is in a, yeah, it's broken pretty badly. Nothing's poking through, but it's still a bad break.
Ty, that was a scout that has little metal.
Oh, right. He ran away.
But you know what? That's Bruna's and my secret to keep. And if Ty doesn't open his flap saying, yeah, I'm a craven coward, I'm willing to...
He's new, right? He's one of those youngling dwarves. Mm-hmm. Probably his first or possibly second scouting mission ever. Yeah, okay, of course. So he's there, yes.
I'll talk him up. I'll say, you know, all things considered, you did good. You managed not to get yourself killed or eaten.
Those are important things.
Well, while they're patching up Bruna, I'll recant some... Recant? Recall? Recall.
Recall, okay.
Some tale of when I was a young scout and, you know, some of the crazy stuff that I saw. And just generally give him the impression that scouting is for the adventurous at heart. And that he's got the right stuff. He just needs to work on that steel. Get that solid dwarven nerve.
Do you have a bigger intent here, or is it merely, you know, I'm just going to bolster his courage a little?
I just want to bolster his courage because, hey, he's one of my scouts.
Yes, right.
Well,
how is this actually? You may need him if you want to go find the scouts. And
that too.
Yeah.
Because I'm short of Bruna.
True. And he's not super eager to go back out there.
He needs to redeem himself.
How are you communicating that that fact?
Because I'm not very persuasive. You know what? He's an easy target, and I need one routine in command, so I'll order him. I know that's a little meta, but...
All right.
And maybe command is what he needs to get his backbone.
What is your command skill?
B2.
B2. Well, you're up against an ob 3 to just plain command him to do what you want. So,
well, if I fork in intimidation.
Yeah, okay.
I'm the boss. In Burning Wheel, can you get situational modifier dice considering?
Yes.
Yeah, because I have tried to establish some rapport with him, make him feel useful and stuff like that. Of course, then I'm pretty sure everything that I can add, you can easily cancel.
No, I might be able to be persuaded to give you an advantage to die there. You did say that he, you know, hey, you survived, you have the information, stuff like that. Yeah. And there's a prince over there who wants to find the missing dwarves as well. You might be able to tap him.
Want me to stare balefully at him?
No. Maybe we could fork in a couple of scouts and say, okay, we got a little bit larger party than two.
Well, what I'm saying is maybe the prince could help you with your command.
Okay. Sure. My lord, I've got a young recruit here. Says I think he needs a word of encouragement to let him know that scouts are an honorable profession.
He looks absolutely mortified to be in the presence of the prince, who's probably spattered with goblin blood.
I can take that. Now, obviously, some people are more acceptable of peril than others.
Right. Oh, of course, Sigibert is absolutely there, sort of fixing up the armor as Fandor is walking around, sort of with a little rag or something.
So by your authority, Prince Fandor, I'd like to get another scout mission going as fast as possible to find out what's happened. Ty here has seen a lot of battle, but I still think he's young and spry enough to assist in this.
Of course, get out there, and it'd be nice if, you know, we didn't have hundreds of goblins sneaking up on us again.
Ooh.
Thanks for the help. Still, this is like the prince is an intimidating, commanding presence, so.
Yeah. And he does expect his orders to be carried out.
Indeed. So I'm trying for that routine here.
All right.
Is there a category for, like, stupid easy?
No, not yet. Anyway, so you have your two command dice. You have possibly, what is Fandral's command again? Four? Five?
Five.
So two from Fandral and one advantage die. So you're rolling five against an ob three, which should be routine. And it is.
Okay, what about six?
Where do you get the last?
Intimidation.
Oh, right, you're forking in intimidation. Yes, okay.
Because that's how I command, unfortunately.
Okay, yes, that is a routine test. Make the test, and then we'll increase your command if you're just one away.
Oh, holy cats. Yeah, it's like, yes, sir. Right away, sir. Ty, I think you should wait for me. That was five successes with a couple of sixes in there.
Yeah, that's perfectly great.
Yay!
He's thoroughly chastened, frightened, and whipped into action. And he's
just the way I like him.
He's all that sort of, he's animated with that with all that fear and shame and wanting to do better, but in a slightly less heroic or eager sense than you just described.
You know what? If he doesn't have a backbone, we'll give him one.
Yes. That's what you just did.
Just give him one of the goblins' backbones.
There we go. We got plenty of those. Do we have any other scouts in camp, or are they all out about scattered, missing, on patrol kind of thing?
Some of them are coming in. Some of them arrived in the middle of the battle, you remember. Sort of land aid from a flank.
That's right. Well, we definitely need to pull that scout leader over and have him report to me and Fandral, and then get some more scouts and set up another party.
Why not? Let's say it's Froomey, your Froomey Lightfoot friend.
Froomey, good to see you alive.
great victory. It's good we came when we did.
So your pressure on the flank was greatly appreciated. Any news on the scouts that we couldn't find?
Oh, you mean the very first?
Yes.
No. Not from my end, anyway. Hands full of goblins.
That's what I'm worried about. I know you just got back, but if any of your men are feeling up to it, we're forming another scouting party. I will lead it personally.
We do what the prince commands, of course.
I just kind of nod my head to the prince. He's already ordered it, so I'm just recruiting.
All right, then.
What I'm looking for is your most stealthy people. Looking Froomey right in the eyes.
suppose I could be stealthy. Do you think we could get a beer first, though?
Let's go! I'm sure he's probably tending to his wagons because you used too much coal. Sir, you told us to use the coal.
Right, that's what he said last time. He was scrambling desperately to get the all the coals back so he could get the temperature right again.
Tong plucking them out of goblin bodies.
Just listen to that sizzle. You know how St. Bernards would carry a little tankard underneath them and go out on rescue missions? I imagine there's apprentices doing this, a similar role, running around the troops and doling out some post-battle beer to ease the bumps and nicks and cuts of the troops.
Speaking of which, check out this segue. Slate. Wandering around the mess of slightly wounded and, doling out maybe medicinal beer.
Yes, probably.
Yes. You're sort of sharing the duty, of course, with Stonebones, and then you're tending to one of the dwarves, just fixing up his foot that was viciously stomped by a vicious goblin just before the goblin was pelted with burning coals. And, you look up and you see that Stonebones is... He's looking over nervously to where Flint and the rest are gathered, and you can see that Bruna is sitting nearby and sort of has this pained expression on her face, and she's holding on to her leg, which is twisted in an angle that suggests a bad break. And you can tell right away that he's about to head over there.
No, I'm going to head over there, too. I will excuse myself. He's fine.
Okay, so you let him go?
Yeah, I let him go, and I'm just going to tag along behind Stonebones because I know where she's concerned he doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, it's not just that. If I have been circumspect or stealthy about it previously in any way, I should tell you now, she is his daughter, and he's had some rough years, but chances are she's going to recognize him if he gets to...
Okay, yeah, that's the other thing.
So what do you do?
God, the only persuasion skill I have is extortion.
Oh! you can always do beginner's luck or something, or try to extort him, I don't know. I don't know if it makes...
No, I don't think extortion skill would work, obviously, but it wouldn't...
Don't you have coarse persuasion?
What?
Yes, you do have that, don't you? You have a two-pointer coarse persuasion.
Coarse persuasion, yeah.
That would be a lot of, encouraging backslapping and saying, she'll be fine, stuff like that.
You have your, soothing platitudes, right?
That I do. But would that work on another?
You do? Well, I would definitely say that this is a coarse persuasion test, but soothing platitudes, if you have it, would be an excellent fork. But then you would have to,
Would work on him, is the thing.
Would it work? That depends entirely on the die roll. On how
well, maybe a little role playing might help.
Yeah, and which types of platitudes you use? If you accidentally say you're looking good today, he might not care.
All right, I'll give that a try.
You could also use other skills, like maybe fork in infection wise or something, to sell the idea that it's probably not as bad as it looks.
I can try and do that. I don't have my sheet pulled up currently because...
Okay, so you have two dice.
Have my sheet
situation. You can borrow a die each from Soothing Platitudes and Infection-wise, so that gives you four dice. Let's see, what else could you possibly work in? I'm not sure. Oh, anatomy.
Oh, yeah. I do have anatomy, don't I? Yeah. I can pull another one from anatomy in there, I suppose.
Right.
So that would give me five.
Yes.
I'm thinking if I've got another one I could pull something out of. Nothing that would work here, except for extortion, and I don't want to do that. All right, yeah, five works.
Okay, and you're up against an obstacle of four for Stonebones' wheel. Yeah.
This could be hilariously bad if I fail.
Did I ever give you Arta?
For the session I was here, yeah.
Right, okay, I see that you have three persona recorded. So you have three persona. You can spend up to three on any single roll. So if you really, really want this to succeed without fail, then you could spend up to three right now. And you get three extra dice, one for each point of persona.
I will.
This is important.
I actually, in the light of that, I will save them.
Save them. Okay, interesting. Ah, okay. I'll have to. Okay, but well, we never know what might happen. You don't have any fate, so you can't actually explode any sixes if you get them.
Oh, well, in that case, burn one. See, I'm
okay,
sitting on a stupid pile of fate. I forget, not everyone is a hoarder.
New character. So.
Okay, I guess I'll burn one then.
You could burn two, and then you still have one persona left for anything subsequent or will to live in the unlikely occasion that you're, I don't know, that you receive a mortal wound from something like a goblin arrow.
I could see if Bruno was a PC. Save the feet for my leg. the Arta.
All right, that's yeah. Yeah, plenty of...
So if I burn two, it'll give me seven dice, yeah?
Yes.
All right, I'll burn two. And somebody's going to have to roll for me, because clicking. Red, please. It's my lucky color.
Well, guess what? They're blue.
All right.
Yeah, I guess red is your lucky color.
Oh, I don't see.
I got three. Oh. How many did he need?
Four.
Four.
Oh, sorry about that. The dicer rollers gave me a lot of traitors.
So... when you're sidling up to him and telling him this, well, what's Slate saying? Obviously, you have to work in anatomy and soothing platitudes, which is, you know, I'm sure he'll be fine, that kind of thing.
Just like telling him her break doesn't look that bad and probably can be set very easily by one of the others. And, you know, there's others that need our help. Just kind of trying to steer him away from her.
Okay, so he grabs hold of Slate's shoulders, and he looks you in the eye, and he says, "She is my daughter. I have to go fix this." Then he starts to go for her.
I think we should toss in Bruno screaming, "I can feel the bones grinding!"
Yeah, sure. She's calling out for somebody. It's in the background. It's extra excruciating.
How fast would I have to be to get there first?
Well, I guess it would be a versus speed test.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, if you're confident in something else, like if you have a higher power or something, you could try to wrestle him, I guess. Slate is actually pretty... you have four in all the physicals, so physically speaking, getting there would be no more difficult than wrestling him, I guess.
Could I, like, brush past him and say, you know, let me handle it or something?
You have failed to convince him that you are the right person. Like, he shouldn't go there, right? So he's definitely going there, and he's definitely going to have a look at it personally. So now what do you do, if anything?
Do you like to prevent him? Train wreck. There's not much I can do.
You can go distract Bruna so she doesn't get a good look at him while he's working.
For instance, right?
I could tell her to... keep it under wraps, but that would require me getting close to her, and I don't think the others are going to let me do that.
Well, yeah, that might actually require extortion. but
I could see just, you know, this warm, moist towel whap right in her face. Here, this will help.
Exactly. You can do that. You can be conspicuous. You have that skill.
I think that's what I'll try to do. I think I'm going to try and draw attention to myself and away from Stone Bones.
You're definitely getting a bonus die if you're doing anything like, you know, applying quote-unquote chirurgeon skills in the effort, like Todd said, just, you know, slapping a rag or a towel over her face or something to help with the pain.
I was going to blindfold her so she couldn't see us setting her leg.
Okay, and that might look a bit suspicious.
But the hand over the eyes, you know, in bedside manner, saying, you don't want to look at this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's what I meant, but... it'd be like literally tying a sack around her head or anything.
No.
It's an old dwarven medical practice. They don't use anesthesia. They put a bag over her head.
I meant like putting my hand over her eyes or something.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, now I have uncomfortable flashbacks of those scarecrow people from Doctor Who.
So I'm thinking this would be definitely a conspicuous test, and you could fork in anything medicine related if you're acting in that kind of way.
I could factor in soothing platitudes too.
Sure, as a distraction.
Total bedside manner here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that I could be saying...
Breathe calmly.
It's okay, but I really don't want to look at this or something.
Yeah. All
it
right.
It almost seems like you know what you're doing.
Okay, so he's heading over there, and I guess you're sort of rushing over there.
First, yes.
Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily a test. He's a little older than you, so if you really want to get there first, you can. This is more of a conspicuous thing. So that would be conspicuous, and then what else? Soothing platitudes and...
Counting dice. It's 1, 2, 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yay, I'm getting better at this counting thing.
is Slate basically creating a obstacle for Bruna's perception?
I'm considering either that or it's a versus test. I'm leaning more toward that, and Bruna has a reduced perception stat because of her injury, so that would perhaps be good. I actually half burned up Bruna this week.
Yay!
So we're halfway, right? We're halfway there.
Half cooked. So 4 red dice?
4
red dice are going to be nicer to me, I think, maybe. I hope.
Okay.
I'm praying.
Well, let's with the dice roller gods say.
Yeah. 3 dice of perception for Bruna.
Even split, 5, 5, 2, 2.
I get a 1, a 5, and, ooh, exciting, a 6. So you meet the obstacle. Yeah, you would be defending. I would say you're defending since Bruna's kind of the attacker in discovering, right? So I would go to to Slate. So what, you rush over and start...
You know, put a hand on her shoulder, put my hand over her eyes, say, you know, don't worry, someone's coming, you don't want to watch this, but it's okay, I'm here, I got you, that sort of thing.
Okay. Here, have some morphine.
Offering maybe to get her a brew after it's all over.
Excellent, okay. So, and Stonebone goes to work and starts feeling the leg and he sets it. Flint, you can see that she's getting the care she needs. She's not going to be out scouting anytime soon, but at least she's taken care of.
I'll pat her on the shoulder. If we find that arbalest, I'll make sure to bring it back.
She's just gritting. She's just swearing through gritted teeth like, you damn well better.
I can just imagine Stone Boldens. This is going to hurt a lot.
Every time he says something, then Slate is talking over him like, oh, don't worry about that.
Yep.
Concentrate on my voice.
Yep.
Yeah. She's mumbling, grumbling, swearing about how that arbalist had been in her family for 2 generations and created from a certain type of wood and now lost etching technique, etc., etc.
I just roll my eyes.
Where did she lose it at?
Oh, does Slate ask that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well...
That's a good distraction, because she can tell her side of the story.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so she rattles out that... Yeah, she could have gotten it when the goblins came, but Flint had to drag her away.
You were broken and on fire.
On fire?
It was only my cloak. I could have reached it.
Where is it now?
Her cloak or the arbalist?
The arbalist.
Oh,
I point back towards goblin territory.
Somewhere down in the tunnels, probably down some holes, probably down in some rusting away in some reservoir or something. Since you were
riverbed.
Dried up, but yes, subterranean riverbed, yes.
He gets that look about I'm about to say something very stupid, but I have to say it anyway. You know that look when you like are about to give either really really good news for somebody else, really bad news for you.
Okay.
He said, okay, well, you know, once this is all over, I'll have Ulfkill get you a brew, and I will go look for it myself, if you promise to rest.
That's just stupid. You're not a scout. You couldn't possibly find it. No,
I'll take him with
Flint
me.
Has to do.
I'll take him with me, pointing to
Flint looks Flint. Mortified.
You've been volunteered.
It's like, no. You don't have a stealthy bone in your body.
You'd be surprised.
So, like, have you ever been on a scouting mission?
No, but this arbalist is obviously very important to her. Don't you care about it?
I care about my people.
Well, she grumbles something like, you know, well, he's right, but it would be nice to have the arbalist back whenever opportunity arises. The dwarves first, obviously. Still, it was a very nice arbalist.
Yes, we know it was a very nice arbalist. Flint walks around behind Slate, starts looking over, and starts pulling out bits of rag and leather cord, starts tying things down, so it's like, you're as stealthy as a yak.
I think you put the icing in the cake, though, would be for her to say, and it's really important to me because my father gave it to me.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for helping, Uncle.
It's her only memento of her father, of course, yes.
About that time, Stone Bones drops all the tools. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Butterfingers.
Little tiles rolling everywhere.
Says, you don't need that toe.
Not that bad. Yeah, and of course, he keeps going, like, it could shoot stones, you know. And rah, 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 rah.
That's a good distraction.
Yeah, that's a fantastic distraction. And she gets fixed up, and you get to sort of eventually shoo Stone Bones away before she can, you know, get a good look at him.
I think I am going to go after the arbalist, though.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe you should make that a belief, so you can earn something.
Or it's an oath.
Well, it would have to be a belief, but you could swear, absolutely. It would just be a regular belief type oath, and not an oath type oath, which is an extra belief. I know, very complicated.
You had me lost an oath.
Yeah.
And when Stone Bones is well out of sight, I'm going to uncover her eyes and say, you know, with or without, God, I know Flint's name, don't I?
I'm the right hand man and executioner for the prince. I'm pretty famous in this company.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, with or without Flint, I will find your arbalist.
Well, you're going to have a lot better chance with me than without me.
Yeah, Bruna says I tend to agree.
All right, then with him.
All right.
Well, that I won't protest.
Do you know how to use a bow, a sling, a throw, an axe?
A knife?
If you have to use a knife, we're too close. Okay.
How about you leave the looking to me, and I'll leave the bashing to you?
Fine. Hopefully we'll be bash-free. We'll gather.
No, I think we're probably going to be bashful, considering where you lost it.
Well, someone's going to be bashful, and someone's going to be Doc.
God, okay, nope. Somebody got the joke I was trying to make. Somebody got it.
No, Ty is going to be bashful.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Right now, Flint is feeling kind of grumpy. We just need a few more dwarves and we'll be set.
Yeah. So, here's a thought for a belief, a new belief for Slate. Your bottom belief says you will surpass Stone Bones in skill and make him proud of you. You would certainly make him proud if you got back that arbalist for his daughter, which is the only memento she has of him. So, something like, you know, get the arbalist back. Actionable, and if you do it, you get a persona. Haha.
Fantastic.
Yes. And I think we are going to close the battle aftermath, unless there's something specific that you would really like to play out, like if anyone wants to have a particular scene with Scully or Roar or anything else.
Well, Fandral needs some spotlight time here, if he wants to jump at it.
True, but then again, he doesn't really have any beliefs about the aftermath.
He's on to the next thing.
True, but as a prince, he should go about rallying the troops, mentioning, you know, you guys are badasses. And just kind of confirming that, yeah, you don't mess with dwarves in numbers.
Somehow, I don't imagine that would be Fandral's nomenclature.
Oh, well. I'm trying. Yeah, we got Prince, you know, Baleful Eye. I'm working on his PR.
Sure. I get the idea.
He just does some routine oratory. We don't even have to keep track of it, yeah.
Speak among the troops and all that.
You are unwell this day. You are true dwarves. Yes. Now let's go.
Exactly.
Okay. So next big thing, I guess, is scouting for missing scouts. I guess I should ask the prince if he's taking an active hand in this.
Well, since we think they were headed towards the Doom Gates, which is where we're thinking we're going to be getting in, that's the direction he was going to be going.
Okay. Would he mind taking point, so to speak, and letting the rest of the officers handle the expedition proper, like the train, and get the rubble out of the way and get going by themselves while he goes for the scouts?
Sure. That sounds like a good thing for Roar to do. He likes lifting things.
Yes, of course. And now he's super merry because he won and he has a beer and there's stuff to lift.
He's a simple man in many ways.
And good news, I can actually use my iPad now and I can edit my sheet, so I've updated my belief.
Oh, super. I should have a look. Bear, drunk enough, misspelled bear, but that's fine. But we don't care about that. Would you be doing that while or just after, maybe, you're cleaning up after the whole...
It'd probably be after. We will clean up, get things together, you know. Then afterwards, we'll probably have a little, you know, break out one of the stronger barrels. You know, we have the brewer's barrel, and that's when we'll start drinking.
I see, okay. So you're pretty much leaving the scouting to the other dwarves while you handle the...
Yes, I'm taking care of the important things.
Yeah. Well, since you're here, let's do some wolf-kill stuff. Bear is helping Rory down from the horse. He's looking kind of scared and like he needs to use the privy.
Yeah. He limps a bit.
She, of course, you know, swears at him every time he tries to use that foot. But yeah, she gets him situated and helped and beard. And yeah, there's your opening, you know. Suddenly she doesn't have anything in particular to do.
I guess if I sit in together, because she'll have a beer, I'll come over there and top off their beers and then sit the pitcher down next to us and sit down. We start talking. You know, lass, I'm absolutely curious in how you learned to be a brewer. Is this something that was passed down by your mom?
Good question.
I bet you haven't burnt bear, but I bet she's proud of her skills. Just saying.
Yes. Well, I mean, she's proud, but she's also a kind of humble regolith dwarf, so she has a tendency to downplay all that. So she says, oh, just a little experimenting here and there with herbs and the brews we got from Marl, of course, some of which were from your famous brewmaster Paul's brewery.
Ah.
Some of my favorites, actually, which is why I applied there. Tie back, she was introduced, we kind of established that she came with a letter of introduction or something, right?
Yeah. I imagine Paul's a bit, he's not a progressive brewer.
He probably isn't, no.
He's very good at what he does, but there's a woman working for him, she's serving the beers.
Oh. Yeah, she does agree that it was frustrating that those first 15 years or so, but I got over it. I got to experiment, and yeah.
Obviously learned something, because that beer you served me was, it was ambrosia.
Well, thank you. I'm only happy to spread some of the folksy wisdom we have over in Regolith.
I top off her mug. I look over and see if Rory is of his. I top his off, too. And then I pick up my mug and I, you know, do the look like I'm pouring in, but I'm actually not.
Hmm.
So one of us got to be sober. really soberer.
Oh, that sounds like a dive.
It certainly does. But how do this? This sounds like...
Well, it, you know, there's a technique to pouring beer so you don't get ahead. Some beer is coming in, but, you know, not enough that I'm going to be drinking the same amount they're drinking.
Maybe this is a beer-wise test to get them drunk quicker than you.
Phantom beer pour.
I do have drunking as a learning skill.
That's true, but drunking is actually...
Different, yeah.
Yeah, you have to actually get drunk. We could have done this as a versus drinking test if you had preferred that, but that would not fit what you're doing.
No, because I need to be able to remember what she says.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably beer-wise with a little bit of probably a beer appraisal?
Well, no, you're not. Let's take it one step at a time. It's a kind of a link test, right? So first it's beer-wise to get her and Rory more drunk than you are. And then we can go for something like social.
Course persuasion.
For instance, yes. Yeah. What would be an appropriate obstacle for... So let's make it all four. Let's say that's Bear's fort. You want to get her drunk.
All right, so I got my beer-wise.
Bear-wise. You should maybe open that skill as well.
No. Okay, I get 5 dice from that. Oh, hell. Greed.
Oh, that is so appropriate. That is so appropriate.
Because I want to know how she did it.
All right, so that's one persona to tap it.
Sure.
You can tap as many greed dice as you have greed.
I got 4 dice in greed. I got 5 dice now. If I want to make it 50-50, I could tap 3 dice. On a greed test, I'd just make it a...
difficult. It would be a difficult test.
Okay, if I take it on 2 dice, it makes it a routine then, doesn't it?
If you only tap 2 dice, yes, then it's routine.
Because I can just burn another persona for the extra die.
Wait, come on. Don't be a wuss. Yeah. We all want you to tap as much greed as possible.
No.
You want this brew.
I'm also looking at increasing my greed. Because if I get 4 routine and 2 difficult, that's a raise.
Any 2 categories filled up advances it. You just need... that one routine.
Then I'll have a greed of 5. So I'll end up spending 2 persona. I'll have a total of 8 dice. Whoa. Okay. 1, 2, 3. But they're all 6s. I'll burn a fate, and I get another 6 out of that. I got 4 successes, so I meet it. A routine though on my greed, which means immediately goes to B5.
Yes.
I'm able to get them drunker than me.
So, yeah, you sit and do your thing, and pretty soon both Bear and Rory are sort of winking in that sort of drunken way and nodding a little.
Yeah. And I said, you know, when I was tasted, I thought I tasted, and I started rambling off some of the herbs, the few herbs I know. Hopefully she'd go, no, you got wrong. Just start playing 20 questions, basically.
Absolutely.
So that's going to be course persuasion.
Well, you should do it in a course persuasion kind of way. So it's sort of backslapping and ingratiating yourself. Can't be too sly. It must be a little sports.
Of course, anything but subtle.
Yeah.
But he knows this, so he knows the best way to do is to get people in situations where subtly doesn't really work anymore. Because right now, if you try to be subtle with them, they go, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So the question is Rory curious as well? Or is he going to try to get his prize apprentice to clam up?
I guess it all depends on how well Okel tests. It's an interesting failure variable, right, that you have another dwarf there.
Now, here's where I can bring in my beer appraisal, because I had the beer, and I got some memory of what it tasted like. So
well, it's more the worth. By the description, I would tend to say you'd have to have a beer in front of you when tasting it, but it's close enough, I think, for you to have to figure it out. I'd allow a fork.
All right, so fork that into beer-wise. Oh, no, course persuasion, but forking in beer-wise and course and beer appraisal.
Yes.
So it gives me a total of 5.
You're getting an advantage die for succeeding in the first test.
Yeah.
So 6. The obstacle would be, let's see, 3.
I'm debating if I want to tap. Yeah, I'm going to have to tap green again. So another persona there.
on greed.
Oh, and another time, greed. You know, interesting.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course. He wants this recipe.
And, I like it.
And because we're talking, this is going to be a variable, because basically this is going to be like a graduated test. I might get some of these.
No.
Not
you
graduated?
Want the recipe here. So, and you will get it if you get 3 successes.
So I'll still tap greed.
that made the decision much easier.
And because it's now a 5, I don't worry about. I'll tap it for 3, which would make it difficult, I believe. So it gives me a total of 8 dice again. Rolling dice. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do I get anything special if I pop the 6?
No.
So yeah, I sit there talking with them and 20 questioning and all that good stuff. And then
yeah, just like you said, you know, you mentioned something. She said, no. You pour in the pine wood first, and then you stir it around, and then you bring that honey that you get from the regular farms out far east, and you know, she just goes into this excruciating detail in a kind of dreamy, loving way, not quite realizing that she's sort of telling you all her secrets.
Now, it's not going to help me, because I realize that honey, probably the only person who actually has that honey right now is her.
Yes.
But...
New belief.
You know what? No. But I can work around it. I can use molasses, or I can use something else. I can work around. I can adapt.
That's but no fun.
No. Like you don't know brewers. You don't know brewers. We love to experiment because I think I may be able to make it better. Yeah. Sadly, I can't sit down and make notes right now because it'd be too obvious. So it's all got going in the old noggin.
Yes, you have it. So, yeah, and then she kind of drifts off into snoring, and Rory attempts to hobble off to relieve himself, and she's sort of sleepily going, don't step on it, and he stops limping on his on his bad leg.
I'll reach her and grab a horse blanket and put it over her, and, you know, rest easy there, lad, lass.
Now that I've stolen your treasures.
And hopefully you won't remember.
Does she make her drinking roll?
I think that was a say yes situation. You're certainly drunk.
Yeah,
excellent.
Got the recipe.
Now you have it. Now you can start experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, soon anyway.
We also have all those herbs, all those elf herbs we can work with too.
Yes.
And I'll be nice. I'll share. Mainly because we still need 2 brewers to make enough beer for everybody.
Oh yes, right. That was your plan. Let's hop on over to the little scouting outing.
If you satisfy your greed, can that reduce it?
No, I don't think so. There's no reducing mechanism.
greed, it overpowers everything.
Yes.
Okay. Just curious.
I mean, if you're satisfied, you're kind of just going to want more. And if you don't get what you want, it's going to drive you crazy.
So it's a deadly spiral.
It's a win-win situation for me.
While Flint is hoping for no drama, the plan is, it just so happens, I know of a dry riverbed that will allow us to sneak right in, and it's flowing right down towards Scoria.
Mm-hmm.
And it also happens to be on the way of the Arbalest.
Sounds good. To backtrack is not really an issue. You can certainly find your way back to that well. And it seems as the scouting troop makes its way deeper down to Lower Scoria, that the goblins have departed. I mean, you can still smell them, but you can't hear anything. It seems like they've decided to scurry off and not bother the dwarves. Yes,
smart
anyway.
Move.
Not
smart
again,
move.
Not yet.
Or elect a new leader or something.
However, in order to get down and get to the lower portions where the arbalist may be and where you might find a side entrance to the Doom Gates, that would be some kind of orienteering or tunnel-wise test or the like. And you are totally free to help each other if you want, if you can. And you should.
My cartography, since I had the maps of where the Doom Gates are.
All right, this would be highly appropriate since you're now in kind of the builded portions of Scoria.
And maybe there's this X River actually drains into the giant cistern beneath the city. And of course, you know, that just that gives us a nice moody lake in our secret entrance.
Interesting. Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. I'm sure it's not full at all of horrible things.
Looks like I'm trying to open up goblin-wise.
Yes.
Okay, I know I can't fork it in, but I'm just trying to imagine how can being surrounded by all these dead goblins and tracking goblins and sniffing goblins, how would I go about becoming more wise about the ways of goblins?
Make shit up and test goblin wise. But it should. I mean, in order for you to actually get a rolling test, it should be something that pertains to one of your beliefs, right, that you're doing. Otherwise, it would count toward practice, and that could take a long time.
Well, because what I would like to do is be able to track these goblins, then get a sense of which way they're going. I should focus on tunnel-wise.
If you want to work it in, we can find a way to work it in. It seems appropriate since you now discovered that there are sneaky, meanie goblins, right?
It's just like they leave handy things around, like bodies and arrows and stuff like that.
So, would you be testing goblin wise to figure out where like they might have stashed stuff or where they might have taken captured scouts or what would be the intent?
The intent is to, because they beat a hasty retreat, I want to know which direction they were heading because I'm split. I want to swing by the arbalest.
Right.
Okay, at least give a chance to find out, but I also want to know where the scouts went, and most likely they ran into goblins and hopefully weren't killed and instead captured. Mm. Maybe that's why they came after us, because they got intel from our scouts. So I want to do both. So, but I know they're separate actions, but
yes.
We're starting on the trail of the goblins. So let's see if I can improve my goblin-wise or at least gain some more information and see if that helps with my tunnel-wise and navigating role. That's the story. I'm going to stick with it.
let's divide it up, actually. So let's do the goblin thing first, where you're kind of figuring out where they might have gone and where the scouts may be in that case. And then for going after arbalests and secret doors, that's going to be a different test. Declare away and test your goblin-wise, which is your perception.
Well, that's five dice on perception, so that's decent. Mm-hmm. Basically, tracking the goblins in their hasty retreat and trying to learn more about them. Believe it or not, when people are in a panic and run away, they leave all kinds of crap behind.
Yeah.
Ranging from stuff that was slowing them down to weapons to maybe a wounded comrade. look, it's a bled-out goblin.
Yeah. That sounds excellent. I would say that's an ob 2, which is unfortunately double to ob 4 because it's beginner's luck.
Well, I don't necessarily think I'll get anything, but I want to give it a shot.
Now, this is going to count as a routine test for advancing goblin-wise.
That's perfect.
Yes.
So let's throw down some dice here. And can I burn a fate point on that bad boy?
Absolutely. They're your fate points.
And I will gladly do so. We'll throw down two more. Ah, more sixes!
Oh, 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 oh.
We keep rolling those, right?
Yes, you keep rolling.
And another one! Oh, look, I found a book on goblins. I'll read that as we're going along. I'm just doing this because it's silly at this point. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes. They're all sixes. So, yes. We definitely are wiser, or at least a little bit wiser, about goblins.
All right, so describe this. How are you picking up where they're going and what you're learning?
I'm totally doing the scouting bloodhound thing. As we're going along, like I'll find like a sack of rations that one of them left, and I'll sniff that, and I'll take that apart. And as we move along, I'll find like a broken shield that someone let loose, and I learn more about goblins from the debris they left behind.
Okay.
And also, it points us in the direction they're heading.
Yes, and you find, oh, they've got some chalk on their shoe, that means they must have been this part of the mountain.
Not quite Sherlock Holmes. I'll throw it out there. Among the lost weapons, any of those strange mannish swords we saw earlier?
Sure. Maybe one.
That's all
heavily used. Heavily used. It smells as if someone vomited on it. It's really horrible, but it's one of those swords.
This doesn't look like it was a trade item. This looks more like they salvaged it.
Well, he used it.
Yeah.
Probably passed from goblin to goblin until they dropped it.
Vile. So the humans would actually trade goblins.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, maybe they traded for it. Maybe they actually, if you recall, Bastard Weasel's goblins would ambush the humans and take their stuff. It's possible that these goblins did the same.
Okay. And of course, I will point this out to anybody else that in the scouts, you know, it's a training opportunity. Though I won't call it a training skill, but if any of these other scouts that are with us are also working on their goblin wise, we'll give them a little boost.
Cool.
As
so
well.
So you're advancing down the tunnels, and like imagine that you have a handful of other scouts with you, and the prince is standing there expecting a report. What do you tell him? Where did the goblins head?
Unfortunately, they're heading in the same direction as we are. They're going deeper. It doesn't look like necessarily they're going into Scoria proper. It's more like they're in the bowels of the city and just generally following the flow of water, heading in the same direction as we are.
Oh. And Fandral says?
Well, looks like an opportunity to kill some more of them, I guess. You missed out last time, Flint. Maybe you'll be lucky this time.
I had my fair share of getting shot at. We'll have to see if we can sharpen my axe on one.
Yeah.
Since we are heading down, hopefully we can find that well that we're at.
Oh, yeah.
And say, this is where this is where Bruna fell. Actually, the handholds are pretty easy here. With a little bit of rope, we can follow the river that used to run down here. And I think this will take us in the general direction of the goblin horde and the water supply for Scorpia, which is something we need to find out and scout about.
It'll make him happy.
I don't know how much lore we have on these doom gates, but I don't imagine that. Were they the main entrance?
No.
I think I established earlier that they were they were the lowest entryway into Scoria Deep.
Oh, so we're definitely heading in the right direction.
Yes. Now, for specifics, you could always test, you know, ancient history and so forth. If and when you get there, I'll certainly tap you anyway for interesting details about them, maybe why they're called that and so forth. But for right now, it seems like you want to find
crossbow folks.
Yeah, the arbalest, which luckily is right on the way to down.
Yay, player narrative control. Of course, I'm sure I'm feeding your imagination too. So.
Yeah. It's dialogue. I would say that finding the crossbow would be, generally speaking, a perception test, but why not? It's more interesting than... Yeah.
Is that something I can throw tunnel-wise into?
No, since it's a stat, you can't you can't test it. But, this is, keeping an eye out for the arbalest going down while you're affixing ropes and holds and stuff to portions of the side tunnels that are too steep to... Just hop down.
I'll give Slate a nudge. Keep your eye out for a very fine crafted arbalest that has been in my family for generations.
He's going to glare at him. He's like, yeah, I already know. I'm going to tell her you said that too.
Ooh, extortion.
As Slate starts climbing down the well, I'll tap him on the head. Watch your step there. It's a... Break a leg.
Just going to give him this deadpan look and continue downward. Looking around for the arbalest, of course.
All right, so you all get down through the well, down into the riverbed, and down into where the old riverbed opens up a little into a larger cavern, and it's kind of a tiny little waterfall.
Watch your step. There's a good slope here.
And you can see there's a pool down below and a sizable cavern with other adits and exits and openings. And how about... One of you test perception and the other person helps. And Fandral can totally help too if he wishes to.
Whose perception is higher between the three of us?
I've got a 5.
That's 6.
I have no idea what I have, so.
Let me check. You have a B6.
Wow. Helping.
So since this is a belief of Slate's mainly, let's make Slate test, and he can get 4 helping dice from Fandral and Flint. This is going to be an ob 3, so it's a pretty safe bet with 10 dice.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
Yeah, that's plenty. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wow, okay.
Can we use that to improve our fortunes? Because I would much rather have the arbalest, like, on a rocky outcrop and not in the pool, since, well, water and arbalest don't necessarily blend.
No. It's halfway into one of the pools. It's not actually completely dipping in, but, yeah, you will want to fish it out soon before rot and anything else sets in.
Indeed. So, yes, let's go cross. I keep saying cross, but let's go arbalest fishing. And hopefully that's not a challenging thing.
I presume you want to get down there without hurting yourselves.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That sounds like a climbing test.
We can do that.
I mean, Slate does not have climbing, do you?
None of us have climbing.
Oh, are we back to that point again?
Well, I've got 3 routine successes in climbing and a fate.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay. So in that case... Hey, it's a speed test for all of you, if you want to get down there.
Sure.
And you can help each other. Slick Rock, you do have ropes and stuff. That would be an extra die, no matter what.
Of course, we want to help each other. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's all 4.
Just don't make too much noise and alert the goblins that you're down here.
Ah.
Before doubling?
4 before doubling, right, yes.
It's not that easy to climb.
But you have the right equipment, so you get an extra die, and you can help each other, right? Who would be the most appropriate test? It should be the slowest, the crappiest, according to Burning Wheel. So who's worst at speed?
I think you're all at 4.
I think you're all 4, right? Who wants to test? Who wants to roll? Sounds like a scouting thing, right? So maybe Flint.
Yes.
I was going to say, Flint.
Mm, okay. So we got a speed of 4, and we have 2 people helping, and we're well prepared. Well, actually, we actually have more than 2 people helping. We have our additional scouts, and maybe that some of them actually have climbing as a skill.
I'll certainly lend you 2 helping dice from your fellows. They can hold the rope and do stuff that greatly and words, you know what I mean.
Yes. Is this something I can throw a persona at? Because I really don't want to be discovered at this point.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and this is speed. Okay, so what's our die total?
You have 4. You're getting 4 helping dice across Slate and the other dwarves and Fandral. So that's 8. And then you get a bonus die, an advantage die for having the right kind of equipment. So 9.
And then 10 for persona.
Yes. And you're up against 8.
Holy cats! I guess we can hope for 6s, please. Okay, we're going back to...
This is going to be a difficult test for all of you.
With all the helping and stuff, doesn't go down to routine, so it counts as a routine climbing.
Right, it's before doubling, of course. Yes, you are right.
Well, halfway there, got 4. Well, so
all of you get to record one test toward opening climbing.
Well, I've got 4 routine and 1 fate spent on climbing.
And that fate should go to speed and not, it shouldn't be on climbing under burning skills.
Yeah, all I can imagine is that the damn rocky face we're climbing down, part of it comes away and you just get these big old boulder splashes in the water. It's like... Flint says, it looks solid.
You know, the goblins are away, so you're not too concerned. I guess Flint goes first. So Flint lands on this little sort of talus or rocky shoreline, you might say, for this pool.
I totally imagine it as the debris where the waterfall would have been.
Yes. And then you notice that suddenly there's a big dark blot in the middle of the sort of makeshift lake. And there's a kind of churning further out.
Oh, dear.
Grab the arbalest very quickly.
It's right there. It's just across those sharp, slippery, unpleasant-looking rocks.
Are they rocks or teeth?
Oh, just rocks, for now.
Ready your weapon, boys. I think we got company.
Totally what they do. They unsling their arbalests. Of course, you don't have one yet.
No. So I'm more of an axe-y kind of guy. We'll get our axe handy and... Slate, you got your hands free. Get that.
Okay.
Well, Slate's not down. You're the only one who's down yet.
Oh, okay.
If Fandral is going down, which I presume by the dire roll, both Fandral then and Slate, they're actually still holding onto the rope going down.
Great. Well, I guess I will get the arbalest, axe in hand. Gotta do everything myself.
So Slate and Fandral, up or down?
Down.
We were going down not just for the arbalest, though, right?
Yes.
Right.
Heading down this way anyway, so, yeah.
Yes.
Going down.
All right, so the three of you are down, but I'm giving Flint a chance to grab the arbalest before anything really bad happens.
Sure.
Let's do a speed versus test between you and the mysterious being.
Bubbles. Okay, yeah. Deadly bubbles.
Bubbles and probably tentacles.
Cave shark.
How are you with time, Ari? So maybe we should...
I need to leave very quickly.
Yeah, okay.
Make this a cliffhanger. You know, Flint... I'm about to say Fandral. Flint gets the arbalest, and that's when the water bursts, and we wait until next time.
That could be an appropriate cliffhanger, and we'll get to resolving the nice, lovely, creepy, fishy thing next time.
The creepy, fishy thing is not something you want to hear your GM say.
Okay, well, that gives me a chance to study the delightful fishy monster. Till next time.
Yeah. Do we want to do Arda this time? We still need to do Arda. Because if we do it next time, we'll forget a bunch of things.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So I'm going to charge Flint, or rather Todd, with writing up the Arda for Slate in the chat. So it's there at least. Okay. So we remember it. Now, Slate should get first one persona for succeeding in preventing Stonebones from revealing himself. Fandral should get two fate, because you are, you've been looking for and testing skills to get into Scoria and to find the missing scouts, right?
Mm-hmm.
That taps both of those beliefs. No persona, because, well, we haven't completed them yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're certainly testing to find both the secret entrance and finding out what happens to the scout. So two fate for you as well.
Aha!
And I believe that Ulfkill succeeded in his getting Bear drunk enough to give him a recipe. So that's a persona point. Any workhorse or MVP thing this time?
Well,
has anyone been slaving away behind the scenes?
Would it be selfless to say I think this was a Flint spotlight episode?
Yeah.
Seems like I was doing most of the talking and rolling, but yeah, I don't want to be greedy about it.
Well, yeah, we can be, because I due to the circumstances, I couldn't be as Ulfkill as I would like to be.
Oh, of course.
Ulfkill's the only one who accomplished really what he wanted.
Yeah, but really wasn't a
scene. This is more about having the skill to get the other characters in danger and stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Micey was more or less just furthering
my
own
end. Tracking. You know, found the arbalest, found the big monster for the cliffhanger.
I went for a workhorse, sure.
Okay, that is one persona.
Hey, that makes up for the one I burned. The world is safe and sane.
And I don't know if I would vote anyone MVP. It's not as clear cut as like last time, but it's up to you. It's like, you know, damn, we couldn't have made it without this guy.
This is more of a building up episode.
Yeah, that's cool. There will be more fake and persona and hell, maybe a deeds next time. Depends on what happens with the crazy monster.
It turns out to be a snorkeling goblin. I'm going to just... comes up with a little trident and a fish. Oh, dwarves.
Yeah, I had to go to the monster burner to follow that.
Gollum.
Goblins with snorkels.
Something new to learn for you, goblin-wise.
Yeah. That or, you know, my precious.
All right.
Yeah, I could see that going poorly for anyone with high greed. Oh, great. The prince has just murdered the whole scouting party.
And we can't find him because he's wearing a ring.
If that's it, Woohoo! I thought that was actually a nice build up. Got a cliffhanger. I'm psyched.
Yep.
Did Slate get any fate?
You know what? I don't think so. Because he succeeded, right? Oh, right. Yep. You are. No, you're right. He should get fate for going after the arbalest.
Yeah.
Well, so one persona and one fate. Good catch.
Well, I think it's time to officially stick a fork in it.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm glad we were able to work around our technical difficulties and get a game in. Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Later.
Y'all take care.
Bye.
Anywho, it sounds like you are done with Mission Pancake.
Yes. Now I
heard you were in a jam.
In a jam? How the... Oh. Yeah. I'm a little on the overhang, so humor isn't entirely, you know, not entirely receptive.
Okay, I will try to keep the punishment down. I find it a bit humorous that Fandral and Ulfkel both have a quest for power.
Do you mean even though you don't have power per se?
No. The prince wants power in game, and Ulfkel wants power for his phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
No. That was funny.
But it's kind of being cruel to the GM, and that might not be a wise thing for me.
And there was something I was thinking, and now I'm not thinking it anymore.
Send all complaints and other feedback at sunnyskypers@zoho.com. That's ZOHO.com. Or ZOHO.com if you prefer. Or come by the forums, sunnyskypers.freeforums.org. Or yell at us at whatever forum you may come across us on.